It has become a tradition at St. Vincent's that the graduating high school seniors are celebrated on Pentecost of each year. The graduating seniors give a brief overview of their life and their experience here at St. Vincent's. The first speaker is Melissa Allen.
My name is Melissa Allen. I'm graduating from Urbana High School, and this fall I will be attending Cornell University, which is in Ithaca, New York, to study winemaking. I have been coming to St. V's for as long as I can possibly ever remember, and everyone here has done so much for me. It's about time I thank some of the people that have done things for me here. I'd like to start by thanking Miss Ann Gibson for teaching me my faith as a young child through Faith, Fun, and Fellowship. Thank you very much. Also, I'd like to thank Miss Ann Mara for helping me understand how God is present in my everyday life. I'd like to thank Father Dick for always being there and able to talk to. Also, I'd like to thank him for his rabbit stew. I'd like to thank Mr. Joe Morgan for allowing me to play my cello multiple times with him for the choir. It's really a lot of fun to do. And last, I'd like to thank the congregation for allowing me to become part of this family. Thank you.
Christina Betta.
Last Saturday, May 24th, dressed in white with 12 roses in hand, I walked through the windows of Mount Scales Academy from my past into my future. Our principal, Sister Elizabeth Ann, told us how this was truly an act of faith. We have no idea what our futures will hold for us, but instead of fearing the future, we confidently step into it with faith in God and the preparation our family and friends have given us. This church has seen me grow up. I have received every sacrament here, from baptism to confirmation. I was an original rascally rabbit. I participated in almost every Christmas pageant. Although sadly I was never merry, I made a very charming angel. Most importantly, this was where my parents met. I can honestly say I don't know if I would even exist without this church. As I enter it, I feel just a little bit closer to my own history. Needless to say, St. V's is a very unique church. I truly believe that our rendition of When the Saints Go Marching In could make the bitterest person in the world smile. Never lose that. Never stop singing or clapping, because I found God in those joys as much as in a quiet reflection. I still find it remarkable how a simple song can stir up so many people in the spirit of God, but every Sunday I witness it again. St. Vincent's is a family. Along my journey, friends have come and gone, but I never feel that I've ever truly lost a friend here. Even when separated by distance, the reunion just becomes sweeter. As time passed, I even made more friends that I will never forget. And when tragedy strikes, as like any family, we suffer together. When Chef Tino unexpectedly passed away, we were all heartbroken. However, we did not simply allow his memory to pass, but continued to prepare the same Easter vigil practice. No one is ever forgotten at this church. One of the events I remember most at St. Vincent, strangely, is our All Saints, All Souls Day service. Many cry as they sadly remember lost loved ones, but those tears soon become hope as we realize their continuing presence and peace with God, our own goal. Never stop welcoming others. No family is ever too big. God has given us signs since He is beyond space and time, such as the bread and wine of the Eucharist, to fully experience His presence. But I also believe that every person must be a sign. We must embrace the love of God so much that it emanates from our very being. I feel that every person here has been a sign of God's love to me, and in turn taught me how to love. But most of all, St. Vincent de Paul Church has given me a voice. St. V's has given me so many opportunities to actively practice my faith. Bellringers, an altar setter, and gift bearer, I was allowed to make my own contribution to God as Christina, not simply another teenager. St. Vincent has even allowed me the amazing opportunity to read some of my own work. After writing two reflections for Easter vigils, and even the opening today, I have become confident in my own voice and the power of one person to stir hearts. I will miss you all next year. No lot of meaning for me. Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart. Know that I will always hold you in my heart.
Nicholas Brown.
I actually had a speech planned out, but I left it at home. Sorry, Mom. Wow. Who would have thought I would make it here? Go ahead, lad. I didn't think I'd make it here. Starting out as a kid, terrorizing the Sunday school teachers, to becoming a teacher that the kids terrorize. St. Vincent's means a lot to me. You guys are my family. You're my friends, and I love each and every one of you. I remember a couple years back, Father Dick had a homily. He mentioned a kid wearing a little black shirt and said, it seemed like a good idea at the time. That kid was me, of course. And yes, many things that seemed like a good idea at the time turned out not to be. One thing that I hope was a good idea was joining this community. Growing up in this community, it actually made me a better person. It made me a bigger person. It made me a better man. Each and every one of you had touched me in your own special way. Every Sunday, coming, going to Sunday school, learning, messing around with teachers, coming back and getting communion. Another thing, I just want to thank every one of you, because you all have helped me. And with that said, I will go with you, Morgan State, in the engineering department. Thank you.
Brian McKnight.
I'm not Brian McKnight. Unfortunately, I did graduate a long time ago. Anyway, Brian very sadly had to be out of town today, but wanted us to extend his love and appreciation for all the support you've given in his first 18 years. Thank you.
Vincent Seidler.
It's kind of funny, here I stand in the same place where almost 18 years ago, this Tuesday, I was baptized. Here I am again all this time. And it's a strange feeling, but it's comforting knowing that I've made it this far. And it's been a wild life in your life, all ascensions, falls, twists, turns, and loops of unbound proportions. With all that, though, I can say I turned out pretty decent, but you be the judge. And I'm glad that I have wonderful friends and family here that have been here for me always. As I wait to walk off the stage with my diploma in my hand, embracing the new world, I think towards the future. I look forward to hopefully making it big with my own music one day, hearing my own music on the radio. I look forward to going to college in the fall already. I look forward to the summer, which will be what makes up everything so far for high school. It'll be the time of my life. I look forward to going to Towson later on and getting my degree in theatrical business, and then moving into Towson, where all the cool kids go. Most important, though, I look forward to knowing that despite I'm a fresh kid out of high school, I know what I want, I know what I can do, and I know what to do. But I like to say, despite my inactivity here over the past couple years, this parish has made such a heavy influence on me. The laughs and wonderful times that I've had here will always be kept close, whether it be that I was Joseph and I accidentally spilled myself on stage, which some of you might remember, to my first communion, and just to all the wonderful friends that I've made here over the years. And it's a little nostalgic, it's a little sad departing from high school, but the prospect of my future and all the happy memories keep me waking up and jumping up at life, waiting to see what'll throw at me next. Because people say life just gets started. It hasn't just started, it's always been there. It's just another chapter in my book of life, and that's all it is. But I'm glad that I've grown up in such a wonderful place with such wonderful people. I'd like to thank my parents for putting up with me for 18 years. And all my nonsense, and my brother, who couldn't be here today, but, you know, for being a brother. And to Howdy Burns, for all your stories and cheeky attitude. You influenced me more than you ever know, man. And to Father Lawrence, for everything you've done for me, and to, of course, all the original St. Finney's kids here today, who've made everything for me here, and to all you guys that have come here out today, who have seen me when I was a little kid crawling on the creaky old floor, and now seeing me as a man, fork out. And you've all asked for nothing for in return for everything you guys have done for me, and I'd like to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart. Thanks.
Carolyn Zerhuizen.
Depending on how long you've been here, you may remember me as the little girl who danced in the aisles or with my Uncle Al Reichel during the last song almost every Sunday. Or as the kid who hung out with the 20s and 30s group when she was 7. Or as just one of those crazy teenagers that sits in the corner table of the Underclass every week. I've been here at St. Vincent's almost every Sunday since I was born. My closest family and my first friends are all here, making St. Pete's a second home. From church camping trips making homemade ice cream with Mr. Ron Ernst, to pool parties swimming away from Father Dick the Shark, to bonfires at retreat, to youth group hangouts watching Disney movies on silent so we could do the voices ourselves. No other parish could have had the same energy, fun, or sense of community that I've grown up knowing here. At other parishes I've been to, Mass is a routine. At St. Bede's, it is an often chaotic celebration. I have grown so much in my faith with the help of this parish. I've been encouraged to ask questions and explore faith through the Liturgy of the Word for Youth, discernment meetings before confirmation, and through the example of all of you. While writing this, I was trying to figure out how to describe all of you. A bunch of old hippies, rebel Catholics. I finally decided on a community of wise and faithful people who I've been lucky enough to be surrounded by my entire life. Next year, I'm off to St. Mary's College of Maryland to hopefully major in English and minor in dance. I want to thank you all for your support over the years, and to all the team, I love you so